Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful show of Ignite Your Heart and Soul right here on SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, my wonderful repeat guest. And this time together is the wonderful couple of Gino and Shauna. We did two different shows, Gino's music and how it came all about, and Shauna's beautiful journey of igniting hearts and souls along the way. And today they're going to come and share their journey of together and how this wonderful year of 24 has just opened up some incredible possibilities for them that unknowingly they didn't know that they were ready for. And you know, when you trust the universe and you truly tune in, it can lead you into extraordinary things. So this couple listened to the universe and sold everything to follow a path of change making, with Gino's song Singing for Change and Shauna's intuitive gift for healing the souls that are igniting them into a higher plane of wisdom. They are both allowing the universe to guide them on this mission of divine love. Now, when we did Gino's show, it was Time for Change, his song that is out there, which it is, folks, it's Time for Change. And we've shown it is about igniting that heart and soul on the path that they're taking now. Please go back and listen to their shows. They're both illuminating and wonderful. And of course, I absolutely love souls that kind of take that leap of faith and go, okay, universe, my wings are flapping, where do you want me to go? And they've both done that, but you've got to have trust. For one person to do it is one thing, but for a couple to decide to do it together, that is quite extraordinary because you don't get to hear that too often. So welcome back to the show, you two.
Hello. Nice to see you, Sarah.
Yeah, great to have you both back here again. You know, your Time for Change song, Gino, I mean, it is time for change. Everything I do is an emphasis on change is desperately needed. Yes. You know, I did a show this week, which was quite heavy in the sense that this poor woman who had a brain injury from jumping from a plane, parachuting, which somebody jumped on top of her because they didn't follow the instructions. But she went about her business and got scammed royally. And it was so professionally done on the scam, she really thought she was dealing with business people. And she spent 4 years in jail in Peru with nobody Wow. fighting for her, not the American government, nobody. And, you know, please go and listen to a show, Patricia, is in the same week. But it really made me reflect on how much change is really needed. For souls that have already kind of enlightened, we get it. We know where we're meant to be. We know what's important, the path that we're taking. But when you hear stories like that and the injustices and the anger and the angst and the everything else that's still going on, do you ever feel like, is this an uphill climb or do I just have to climb to that top of the mountain and I'll be able to make a difference from there? Who wants to take that one?
You.
Do you know, I would like to say when we started this journey, there were many years where sometimes it felt like there was an uphill climb, mm-hmm. and you had to learn and traverse and redirect and plot twist and change direction. But what we started to realize is how different it's been since we kind of let go of everything.
Yeah.
I tell people in my work, it's like when you're floating down the river, the only time you start to drown is when you try and cling to the side. Mm-hmm. But if you flip over and let yourself just go, the journey is a lot easier. And so for us now, like if we had to think back to all the times where there was a little bit of work and efforting involved, it feels a lot less, yeah, we stay busy. Yeah, there's work to be done, but it feels a lot less like work and efforting than it's ever done before. And I think this year it's just exponentially gotten better.
It's the allowance, isn't it? the allowance. I mean, Gina, you've got that in your music. You know, you may have a tune in your head or words in your head, but unless you allow it to present itself, you really don't know what you've got until you let it out, right?
Right. And that even now, because I've been trying to write more songs, and my brain has just shut down, which is shocking for me because I'm always able to write and I have ideas in my head, but when they're coming out, they're not coming out to do what the universe has for them to do, as opposed to what I believe they're supposed to do. They don't come out. And so I said, okay, the album is done. So I'm not trying to write anymore. It's done.
When it's ready. When it's ready.
Yes.
You know, this is the
Yes.
universe saying, great, you've got it. Put a pin in it. It's not the
Yeah.
right time. But, you know, I mean,
Exactly.
there's so many things that when we actually, you know, because we talked before the show about all the opportunities that have now been presented to you. And, you know, sometimes we look at it, well, can we do that? And of course you can, because unknowingly you've been preparing all along the line. And like all those songs, that album, it's there, ready for when it is needed. And obviously all the opportunities that have been presented are setting the stage for that. Right. So sometimes our earthly agenda, I want it now, it's got to be now, next week, this and that. You know, they say God laughs at you and all your plans, right? And believe me, I know this last couple of weeks have been that traffic jam, one thing after the other, needing to be done now. All you can do is deal with what's in front of you in the moment. Pay attention to that, because that's the rooting and the seeding of what is meant to come next, right?
That's right. And the universe can't show us everything.
No.
Like, as curious as we might be, and as much as we may want to know something, if it told us, we'd try and make things happen, or we'd get afraid. And we'd sabotage it, or any of a number of different responses we could have. So it gives us only what is the next impeccable action. We look at each other, we say, does that feel right? We agree, we come to a collaborative point, and then we take that action. And what's been great about it is it highlights the things that, you know, sometimes it's work, sometimes it's, you know, it's copywriting songs, or it's the stuff that's the minutia, but is really important. And you don't know why in the thought in your head is do this today, do this today, do this today. So you do it today. And then lo and behold, tomorrow, there's a reason why that happened.
You don't always say resistance is futile. You know, when you allow and you go with the flow, you know, as you said, it's always going to lead you down to the riverbank you're meant to get off at. Right. But, you know, the human nature is to try and control and dictate everything. And the one thing about this beautiful cosmic journey is that dictation is futile. You know, just surrender. Surrender and the clarity will come. That's a very hard thing for human beings to do, isn't it? Just surrender. Now, you've been on
Well,
that journey.
I can tell you when it comes to the surrender side, because I don't want people to think that Sean and I agree on everything. We don't. But the surrender side has, and I don't want to say is, but at one time was the hardest part for me is giving up the control of when you're talking about just letting go and believing in the universe or following the steps of the universe. That's been a process for me. And she's been really good with helping me to see, let's give it a shot, and me being open enough to saying, okay, well, we've come this far, and the years that we've done it to this level, and it still seems to be going even better now. I mean, 20 years. And we're at a better place in 20 years than and I'm not going to say than we've ever been in a negative, in a positive, because we've always been good. But as far as me getting a chance to really believe in just going with the flow, I've never been good at that.
Not even in
And I
your
think,
music.
and even with the music, I always wanted to let it, I always wanted to guide it as opposed to allowing it to guide me. And that's just changed in the last couple of years.
Nice. You surrendered. There's a song right there. You were about to say, hun.
I think the greatest part is that we've played off each other's weaknesses and strengths, and just the universe knew what it was doing when it gave us each other. Because in that 20 years, not all of it, I mean, some of it's been as best friends, some of it has been together, some of it has been watching other things happen. So we've spent a good part of the journey learning. And sometimes that those learnings were independent. Sometimes they were very, very different lessons that needed to be learned very, very separate. And other times they were things that, you know, he shored me up in ways that I couldn't have picked somebody better to help me witness things that 10, 15 years later, the universe showed me exactly why I was learning that lesson over and over again. Because what it gave me when the light bulb finally came on was a powerful understanding of how to use your words for creation. He, you know, I was raised in a very tight box, and he was kind of always feeling his gifts in all these different ways. And we're such a yin to the other yang. It's just such a kind of a
Complimentary,
miracle.
complimentary,
Very much
right?
so.
Yeah.
Very much
I
so.
mean, people go, I need somebody to complete me. No, you don't. Your completion is up to you, baby. That's your journey, right? It's
Right. Yeah.
compliment, right? And it's recognized the inner truth of each person and allow them in that discovery. Give them a safe space to discover it. There's a beautiful graphic I came across of a woman and a man's face and then the united face, right? So your strength coming together united in the us strength. But without the each individual strength, where is the strength in the us? The us isn't is the complementary of who you are as individuals. It's the merging together like a beautiful piece of lyrics and music together and the harmony. But one person's got to discover those lyrics, one person's got to discover that music so you can bring it together. And that is a journey, an individual journey of knowing when you can come together and merge and when you need to separate. But the separate is does not mean you've left me, you've abandoned me. It is about this is a separate journey right now, so I can come back for us to unite in that harmony again. People don't understand that. That's really how relationships work. Right? They're not meant to be glued
And
at the hip all the time.
that's really funny, is be what you just said, is because for the first time in our relationship, Shauna, I had this song that I really loved, the music, and I couldn't, and I said, Shauna, why don't you give it a shot? And she sent it back to me, and to me, it's one of my favorite songs on the new project. It's called Sharing the Sky. And it is absolutely beautiful. And it's the first time that we collaborated together on a song. And she wrote it. I made my little tweaks or whatever, but it's her song, and
It's
it's
an
one of
us
my
song.
favorite.
It's an us song,
Yes.
right? It
Yeah.
is of who we both are and how
Yeah.
we both understand and collaborate together. I mean, that is, you know, we all look for that person we can be an us with, right? But that us is only as strong as we are individual. And a true relationship, as I said, is allowing somebody to go on their exploration and be there, give
And
them that
it's
safe
not
space.
easy.
No, it
And
isn't.
it's not easy.
Because there's
And
still the daily things.
it's yeah, for somebody like me to say, okay, well, you just go ahead and do what you need to do to figure you out and and find out who you are, because it was a point where she says, I need these things for me. And I need that space to be able to explore and learn and train and do whatever. And I said, okay, how long are you gonna be gone? And she said, well, it'll probably be about 6 or 7 weeks. And I don't know if that's gonna work for me. But it was a process of me having to let go and believe that the universe had that need for her. Because she's always in our whole time together. If I had to go on a tour, if I had to do something with music, if I had to, go see some friends or whatever, she said, go and I'll see you when you get back. But then when it was in reverse, it was like, so I had to let go. And now I'm I'm able to say, you know what, if you need to go, go. And I'm okay because I know it's growing on whatever she's learning or whatever she's doing is
Yeah.
allowing her the space for her.
And reflect back on the us, but it's also a gift for you too, for you to then be in your space and go,
Yes.
this is okay, this is a time for my own reflection. This is a time for what do I need to know in this space and time, right? So those separations are purely kind of beautiful pauses where we take the time to reflect, you know, reflect, review, redirect. All right. And we can't do that unless we have those pauses in life. And so, you know, kind of taking time out, you know, and this is okay. Where am I right now? Am I in the right space? Am I going in the right direction? And one person's out seeking that and in a place where it's showing her, the other person is left behind to go instead of like TV dinners and resentment. It's time for, surely there's a song in here somewhere about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Do you think that most
I think one of
certainly,
the.
Go ahead, love.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was talking about the
Well, I
motivation of
think
each
one of
other.
the.
We're both saying, go
I think
ahead.
what motivates us is.
Yeah.
I think what motivates us is watching the other step into their passion, because there's a lot of the work I do that he specifically told me over the years, I don't need to understand what you
Right.
do. And that used to bother me because I'm like, this is my passion. I'm
Yeah.
excited about this. I want to share it with the world. And then my most important person that I care about is like, listen, it's beyond me. I'm not interested, too much information. And that in itself was a gift because it taught me so many things. One being how to communicate, how to listen, and more importantly, how to let his sovereign journey bring him into the discussion when he's ready for it.
Yes.
It doesn't invalidate. I think oftentimes what we tend to do is we think that invalidates what we're doing. And his ability to say, you know what, it's not something I'm interested in hearing about right now. And me being able to stand in my own power and be okay with that gave us a really remarkable, oh, it exponentially expanded that whole experience. And it's surprising. It that was one of the things that surprised me.
But that's, I see that quite often with couples where one person is off on this beautiful adventure and it's like, I've discovered this and I feel this and I feel that. And the other person goes, what? You know, because they're not tuned into that yet. They don't quite get it. But the more and more you are immersed in being this person, and the more and more they pay attention to who you've become, your aura, your energy, your essence of who you are becoming rubs off and goes, I kind of like this. Tell me more. But they have to kind of see it and feel it for them to kind of
Can I
notice.
comment on that too?
Yes, that's, I want
Can
you
I?
to comment on that.
So what you just said is exactly what was going on. And I do want the viewers to understand this. When I was saying I'm not interested, wasn't that I wasn't interested, but it was more for me as long as she was happy doing what she was doing, that mattered more to me than trying to understand it, because I don't have to agree with her findings per se. But at the end of the day, she was happy doing it. So when she would talk to me, when she was out doing it and learning and teaching people and all of this, when she would talk to me about it, I could feel and see and hear the enjoyment. I was happy for that. Now, me going back and saying I totally understand it, I don't. But some of the things now, especially when it comes to energy and the universe and all of that, that I didn't grow up with. Now it's clearer to me, but I will never understand it at the level that she does. But
That's
it's
her role.
still, see,
That's her role, right? It's not meant to be your role. Your role, it transcribes through the music, right? She doesn't write the music or write the song. She inspires them, but she doesn't write them. You've each got a role to play. But the beauty of it is that you can play harmoniously together, each of your own strengths. Right? It's knowing that collaboration, and even in this support and the illumination. of each other,
Yes.
right? That's the important thing, is that we don't have to become the other person to understand what they're doing,
Right.
right? It is just to celebrate the other person and who they are becoming and what they're doing, and to tap into that essence for it to ignite our own joy, our own meaningful purpose within ourselves. And then, we've got a
Yes.
beautiful band duo going on, right? That's creating its own sense of music, which is beautiful. Because it comes
Yes.
down to respect. You respect her journey and all who she is and what she's doing, and you see the value in it. She respects your journey and has supported you on your journey. And now you're on an us journey where you're taking, the A and the B side of the record and putting it out there to play for everyone.
Yeah, and ironically, you having asked us to do this together probably cracked the door open on some of those possibilities that came in just literally just in the last week.
2 days.
I want to
It's
know.
like,
I want to
whoa.
know. What is it? What is it?
So we've been asked multiple times
Separately.
separately, have you ever thought of doing a podcast? And both of us are like, no, not really, no. And I did have an inkling, a sign, a message from universe that that was probably in my future. But I've just, again, I don't force it. I let it come when it's time. And I had some ideas. I have a couple of colleagues that I've worked with that I thought maybe that was it. And each time it didn't happen, I was like, okay, no big deal. It's not. But we were at, of all places, we were at a Costco last couple weeks ago. And I greeted this lady at the next to us who was putting her stuff in her car and had, she just had a beautiful glow about her. I greeted her. I said goodbye to him and walked into the store. And unbeknownst to myself, they kept talking. Do you want to take it from there or?
Yeah, we started talking, and then I let her know about Time for Change. And then she went online right there and she was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. So then we just started talking about what Time for Change was and what brought classic to us, so on and so forth. And after talking for about 5 or 10 minutes, she said, you know what? Have you ever thought about doing a podcast? Because I tune in to listen to it. And I said, you know what? I've been asked that several times, but never really put a push into it. And yesterday,
2 days
two
ago.
days ago, a friend of ours said, you guys should do a podcast together. And the title was already there for me because it's what I pretty much the way I do with my music and writing. And it's called The Living Room. My concept of the living room was just a touch on it. And she'll explain to how she lifted the bar. She had to outdo me, but she lifted the bar on the living room, which made it make even more sense. But the living room is we're working on getting that going by March, I would say, if not sooner. But that'll be our new podcast that we're doing together.
Wonderful. You see the
And
yin and yang.
the living room was a concept he had always had when he was working on music, or he wanted to always have a place. When he wrote the book, he talked about it again. Like it always came up, the living room, because he wanted to have a place where people could come together as if they were in the comfort of their living room with friends, with guests, and talk about the topics that lit each other up. The reason why you get together for dinner and friends is because usually the conversation, the elevation of the energies, the fun. And so he wanted to always have something related to music. So he's thought about this concept over and over again, but never as a podcast. So that was already here planted from a decade ago. And then today, as we were walking, I was walking back to the room, I had a drop in, and it's like the living room. 2024, to me, everything I've been shown about 2024 is we are elevating
Absolutely.
life as we know it.
Yes.
And people on this planet right now are making a choice to actually remember that we're here to live, to experience,
Mm-hmm.
to enjoy what it is. And so many people don't know how to live. What better lessons than the living room to have those conversations? So that lit me up. So the bringing of the two together now, it's got a whole realm of possibility, but the chills that we got and other people got when the conversation was had, we got signs from the universe that whether I think I want to do this commitment or not, that it's time. So,
And the
yeah.
thing is, you can't argue when it's time. You know,
No.
because there are no mistakes. There was no mistake meeting that woman. There was no mistake on everything just coming together. It just means, again, stepping into allowing. You were allowed. Your whole journey, everything that you've done, giving up your home, being willing to be nomads, willing to go wherever you need to go, where, you know, at the time you need to go, is that I'm going to place you where you need to be, when you need to be, for whom you need to be for. Right. And that's what it's about. That's what the universe is about. When we get out of our own way, our own insecurity, our own doubts, or our own opinions, and just literally go with what the universe has to say and do, we're always led in the right direction. And it's that compass, that universal compass based in love, that ignites our heart into excitement and our, you know, our spirit into action, and our minds have the clarity of what to do when we need to do it, right? But we're not going to have that clarity unless we allow that universe to, you know, guide us on that path. And it's always got to be with love, because if it's not done with love, it's not done with true intent, right? So when you know, I love this, when you can say, I love this, and really feel it, then you know, right? Not the head, I love this. You feel it from the core. And then you know you're on the right path.
That's why we decided to really market the book also, which the book we'll start marketing that one next week.
This week, yeah.
And so the book also will be, but it's just like, and I don't know if Shauna went into depth on how our journey started in regards to selling the house and just being, you know, being in the car, let's just say, because that was so hard for me. I mean, whether I was on tour, whether I was playing ball in college, whatever, at the end of the day, I could come back home
Yeah, there's the
to our
sanctuary.
place. And so saying, okay, we're giving up everything. I mean, when I say everything, we gave up everything. We gave up our silverware. We just, and you know, she can talk more in depth about it because it was a beautiful thing to do, and we both felt it at the same time. And the people who were gifted were over the moon excited, and we felt it was the right thing to do. But yes, it was hard for me. It has just gotten to the point for me in the last couple of months to where I feel like it's okay, so what's next? You know, and I was never that guy, ever. You know, so I'll let her take it from there.
Yeah, you're talking to a gentleman who liked his home. He was home. He worked from home. He had a studio at home. You know, he was really comfortable. He set up an environment. We had a lovely home. And about a year before we sold the house, we looked at each other and we just knew that it was time to consider moving. And in the process of moving, what ended up happening, just as a snapshot, was the people coming in were a young couple, new baby on the way. They had nothing. And so we offered them to kind of just move into a fully furnished home and have what they need to start their life together. And so the universe always works things out. The magic just happens the way the magic's supposed to happen. And yet, when we were done and paperwork signed, we're ready to go, everything's gone, pack up what fits in two cars and let's head off, we thought we knew where we were going. And so we had this plan, we started moving in the direction, and if we knew that the universe had the plan that we weren't going to land immediately, we may not have sold the house. But because we started moving in a direction, and the universe said, how about this way? And you're going to go this way. And you're going to do this and this. And you're going to fit this and this in. And you're going to up level both of you by doing this and this. And then you're going to come back together. And then you're going to go here. if I had looked at him and told him, let's do this as a plan, he would have said, all right, I think it's time. I think our relationship is over. I think it's time we go our separate ways. So
I
the
completely get that. You know, that the nomad life, which is kind of what I've been living for a while. And I have moved so many times in my life. I just all the time he's like, can you just give me a sanctuary, please? A place, a base. You know, I'm 69. I'd like a base now, please. You know, you could, I go all over the world through these podcasts, right? And I'm happy to go traveling if I have to go and do something or guest speaking or whatever, but I'd like a base. And so, you know, finally, I think I might be getting that base this year because my children are actually buying me a house so I can help look after my grandchildren and giving me that base. And I've kind of got to that point in my life where, yes, I need this because I have been a nomad. And it's like, why don't you settle down? Why, you know, you're always out there searching for yourself. Don't you know you have to find yourself wherever you are? And I said, I take me wherever I go. But wherever
That's
I
right.
go is where I'm meant to be. And I can't
That's
fight
right.
that. I end up where I am meant to be for whatever time
Yes.
period I am meant to be there. And as much as I'd like to negotiate with the universe, please, a sanctuary, can I have a base now? Please, because I've been nomading for so long, and which I think is finally going to be granted. But I understand why I have been where I have been, whether it was something that I enjoyed the experience or didn't enjoy the experience. There was always a lesson in the experience, and it's like, you know, when you're chosen for what you are chosen to be, and you know, I'm that igniter. I show people. I've got this beautiful library podcast, which you will gather as you do show after show, of all this beautiful wisdom from people that is ready for the clicking. When people want to hear something, when they're on a journey, I don't know what to do, or I don't know how to do it, or I don't know where I'm at. And they find that podcast that speaks to them. That is their igniter, their pivoter. There's something that shows them there's somebody here to help you on your way. It is so gratifying to know that you've been of service to people, right? So I'm coming up to 12 years of doing this podcasting, and I have interviewed some extraordinary people from around the world doing what they're doing. And it's such, you're going to be so illuminated by this, by the people you interview, the things that you share, the people, the impact that you have on them. And it's just, it is a podcasting, I think, was a great gift to us as a humanity because it became a place where honesty and depth and truth could be told without the dictation of, you know, facade, which we see on many other mainstreams. And you're really going to enjoy this journey. So I'm delighted that you've announced it here. And when it is up and live, you let me know because it's going to be on your show page. So that is really,
Sounds
really
good.
exciting. Will you incorporate the music in with the wisdom? Will you kind of play things? Will you obviously you'll be interviewing people from all walks of life?
Yes, the music has to be in there.
Yeah.
That's just part of me. It has to be in there. I think now that you mentioned it, it just popped in my head. That's why I'm doing Classic Twists, because I'm going to be interviewing people from all over. I want different styles of music. And I that's what I'm doing now, is I'm writing different styles of music. And so when I'm having conversations, I want it to be conversations that are not the norm here in the US, or not the norm in this atmosphere, but I just want different. And it's her thing is what a different
A different
normal.
honor.
And so it's like everything that we do separately, and we talk about, and we say, well, this is what I want to do. When we finally come back and talk about the things we've been talking about separately, they always seem to
Click
do
together, the
this.
yin and the yang. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's so weird,
Ebony
is
and
because,
ivory, yes.
Classic Twist in my mind is her version of a different normal. Because one of the things that I want to focus on the show from my side of it is, I don't want it to be based on all of the negative stuff.
No.
You know, it's we
There's
got so
enough of
many
that out
podcasts
there.
that are
Yeah.
exactly. I want to interview people who, like she was saying today, have, they're starting to find cures for this, or, learning how to garden, to have, to do your own garden or something, but just positive. There's enough negative out there.
Yeah.
I want to start talking about positive, how to do how to love, how to unite, how to join, to grow in a positive space as opposed to all of the negative. I want to bring some of the negative people in and switch them over to show them that you don't have to. It's a choice
Is a
to be
choice.
negative.
It is a
It's a
choice.
choice.
Yes. And of course, you two are both, both sides of the coin of whom I love to interview. It's a guilty pleasure interviewing musicians because you do come from your core truth, right? You are the music. You're compelled to do the music. The music is your compass, right? And people that step into their spiritual beingness and the essence of who they are music in their own right of the truth and what they illuminate. So putting the two of you together, we're definitely going to get a great deal of illumination from there. But I mean, you've got to have Kevin on, and there's numerous other people that I've interviewed. There's a number of people that I've interviewed that not only have been around for a long time, which is wonderful to see, but there's a lot of young people that their music is great. It stands on its own, but it's why they do it, the compulsion of who they do it, their soul journey they're already on. And you are going to, this is going to be like candy for you. You guys are going to be on a sugar high from all these wonderful people because the two beautiful mergings of the music and the heart and soul together. I mean, Can't wait for your
I think we're finally
podcast.
feeling that.
Yeah,
We're
I
finally
mean,
feeling that.
but you've got other people like I had oh gosh, names of me and Robert. He used to be with the Beach Boys, and then he had to leave due to ill health. And then in discovering how to heal himself, he discovered energetic water. And how it took him on a totally different journey, and it's how he could almost hear the music in the water, right? And so there is thing is that music is in everything, but the spirit is in the music. And so the thing is knowing that these things aren't separate; they just identify differently.
It's about resonance.
Yes.
It's about creating that harmony. It's about leveling up the frequency of the planet and the individual. And it's about, turning on, we're all receivers.
Yeah.
We receive we're, we need to tune like a radio station into and thus attract all of that beautiful, glorious energy that's out there that there's a lot of discussion about, well, isn't what you do spiritual bypassing because you're not looking at the reality? It's like, no, we look at the reality.
Yes.
We look at it from a perspective of a higher level, and it allows us the opportunity to let people navigate their journey their way. I just choose not to navigate it that way. It's not a,
Yeah.
it's like the, my journey is my journey, but if we can help other people be given just a little bit of permission to look at things from a different, higher, broader, more expanded perspective, then that's what we want to do.
I call it the sunny side of the street. I'm fully aware of the darkness over on that side of the street. And if people wish to cross the street, I can help them. But I can't go into that darkness because I'll be consumed by it. So I stay on the sunny side of the street and be the invitation for those that of free will step forward to wanting to step into the light. You can only help those that have chosen free will. That's their
That's right.
journey on this planet, right?
And I think that's what's amazing about our story is if you go back far enough, there was some dissonance. There was some slightly there was some learning that we both needed to experience. But what was great is I'll never forget the day we were sitting there and Gino was sitting on the couch and he says, "I have to have good, clean energy in me all the time. I can't do." And this was, post 2020 and COVID and Black Lives Matter and everything. And he had started prior to that, his music and his books and the things that were coming through him were speaking all a very complimentary language. But he finally just said, "I refuse to
Yeah.
feel anything other than good and positive and happy." And his trajectory just elevated. And now we both get to benefit from being in that same trajectory all the time.
It's the choice. It's the choice. Everything is choice. And when you make that choice to, it doesn't matter, what pushback I get, it's how do I embrace forward? And it is, we're all here for a meaningful purpose, right? And of course, the book is talking about 5 steps black, Gina, which we can talk about. But the beauty of celebrating your own life. Now, I watched a little bit of the Critics Award the other day, and I can't remember the actress, but she said, "I want to thank me," and everybody laughed in the audience. She said, "I want to thank me for having the courage, as a woman of color and age and lesbian, to put myself forward." Nishi is the name. To put myself forward and honor myself, my gift, my passion, and go after it. We don't do that enough. Why can't
Oh,
we
Sarah,
thank ourselves, right?
that gave me full body chills. Like
Yes.
every cell in my body lit up when you
Yes.
said that.
Right. Because we don't. We don't. It's okay for us to stop and go, "My God, you did it. Oh my God, look at how much." This is what I say to people, this woman that was in a Peruvian jail for 4 years, battling, and she was completely innocent. Everything was corrupt. Absolutely everything was corrupt. But who she chose to be and what she discovered about herself, right? The courage, the strength, the abilities, the tenacity, the resilience, her calming a family down. It's okay. It's okay. Even though she might be in the darkest spot, right? She made that choice to come out of it. If we can't celebrate people like that, if we can't shed
Right.
that light on people like that and go, "Look at you, what an example of resilience, of self-love, of trust, no matter where you were." And that's the thing of that. I think this the most beautiful illumination of what we see in people when they can stand tall. This is why I explained to you, when you can stand tall in your own life and say, I am, and own it and be it without apology, without explanation, justification, or anything else. I just am. And it's a beautiful place to be. And the more we can encourage other people to be that without ego, without that insecurity, this is nothing to do with narcissism. This is to do with that soul, heart, and spirit ignition of love and light that it comes from within you, that you exude out. It's a beautiful place to be. And I think we need to encourage it a lot more, right?
I agree with that. And that's one of the greatest lessons I learned from him. He had all these gifts. I had always seen myself as someone who worked really hard and did a lot of good things and stood for things and had core values. But he just had gift after gift after gift, like magic. It was it. And he owned them, not with ego, not with an ugliness or a narcissist, but he owned
His truth.
the gift as a gift. Like he fully embraced it. And it was funny because when I first met him, before we really knew whether we were going to be dating, the one thing I knew about him is he just drew so many magical people around him that I couldn't deny whatever I saw in him, the things that he was working through. He always was surrounded by just pure, elevated, conscious, beautiful beings. So it's like when we're going through that process, it's just magic to see how much we can learn from each other's journey. And that being able to love yourself was something I really needed to learn, and I learned it most from him.
Because that's what I say about musicians. That music that comes out of you is driven from the core of who you are as a human being, right? The love and the passion, the connection to the music, to the every note, to the every word, to the every intent behind it, to the every vibration that just comes out of it. It cannot have resonance with other people unless it has truth within. Right?
Bingo.
I learned a lot of that from my older brother Ron. He because if he wanted to do something, he just did it. It didn't matter. I'm gonna do it. And I never realized that I was insecure. For a man to say he's insecure was just like, you don't do, right? I played sports. I was really good at them. I could sing with anybody or whatever, but it was just I never realized the insecure part. I remember coming home one day from the store, and this was like in our earlier years, and I was just bawling. And she was like, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I'm not the best." And she says, "What?" And I said, "What
I'm
is,
not perfect.
I'm not perfect." And she was like, "What?" You know, because I have flaws, but for some reason they came up all at the same time. But it was acknowledging it to actually make me look at how I can be better. And one of the things my brother used to always say to me that used to irritate me to death is he say, "You know, if you ever took some of the gifts that you were given, do you know where you could be at in life? Because you take them, you get out there, it's like basketball. I probably could have played in the pros. Football, I'm sure I could have played in the pros. Music, I'm sure I could have been much further than I've ever gone. But every time I get out there and I start seeing success, it scared me. So I sabotaged it.
Right.
And so when just like with this what made me write Five Steps Black, I was giving up music and everything else. And Shauna said, "No, you're not. This is what we're gonna do. You're gonna write a book." And I was like, "What?" I've never thought about that ever. But it's like she has pushed me without it being, the evil
Yeah.
push. Like
Yes.
a parent that's saying, "No, you
Encouraged.
have to play piano."
Encouraged. Encouraged.
And so when she told me that, to do it, and I sat down to do it for the first time ever, 7 weeks later, I had 500 pages. And that's 12 to 15 hours a day, but I just couldn't stop.
Right.
And
Download.
sort of kind of jumping into to the book a little bit. My thing was the title. We were a little afraid of using the title because the title is not about being black or white. The concept of the book is walking in someone else's shoes to be able to understand who they are and what they go through. It could be two African American people, two Italian people. You don't know what they're going through in their lives. And unless you step into their shoes and walk the walk that they're walking, you'll never understand. And it's not even walking in somebody else's shoes. In the book, Charles and Charlie, they're actually one person, which I'm not going to get too deep into,
I relate
but
to that.
if you truly take 5 minutes to say that person that you just judged, learn about them, understand why they are doing or saying or whatever that they're saying, to say whether you agree with it or not,
Right.
if you
Inquire.
take five minutes to be that, be them, understand their reasoning, then you get a better sense of who they are
Yeah.
and why. And that's basically what the book is saying. If I'm walking in your shoes, one of the what the other another one of the books that we're writing is pretty much the same thing. It's understanding somebody else's side that you can kind of guide them through, help them through, help them to see it a little clearer, coming from a whole different point. When they used to ask Shauna at work, when all of the Five Steps Black was going on and all of that, her being married to a black man, and everybody was asking, "Well, I don't know what the big deal is, or I don't understand. Can you explain it to me?" And Shauna, there were some things that her and I got into heated conversations about, not arguments, but because she didn't understand it at that level. And so I said, "So just imagine if it were this." And I flipped it to where it was a situation she was going through, even as just a woman, not white, black, or whatever, but as a woman. I can't understand what it would take to have a child. I don't care what you say, I'll never
No.
understand it. And so it's, but if you take the time out to say, okay, she's going through, 9 months of carrying someone and blah, 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 blah. Could you do that? And so I had to look at it from, and so giving her that perspective of, I have to take on the role of being you, because your pregnancy and her pregnancy is so different, what you go through and what she goes through. So it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yet it's the same. And that's what Five Steps Black is about, is taking the time to really get to understand someone else and what they go through.
And the tool that allows that to happen is love.
Yeah.
Well, and so at the core of all of it is, how do we love someone through it? How do we get out of the way and let love show us exactly what's needed in this moment, at this time, in this way? And that's the theme under everything that we are both working on.
Right. There's two things come to mind. Don Rue's Four Agreements, right? Speak your word with integrity. Do not assume, right? You don't know until you ask, until you inquire, right? Don't take things personally when somebody comes in to attack. It's their issue they're trying to impose. And do your very best. Judge by how you feel is your best. You know whether it's your best or not. It's not somebody else's measurement. But then there's another word which I absolutely love, which I came across some time ago, called flawsome. We are all flawed. That's what makes us so beautifully unique. We're a cracked bowl or a broken bowl. But when we put ourselves back together with love, and we become then a bowl that captures that love and can share that love with everyone else, because we understand we've been broken, we've put ourselves back together. And now, in that love of understanding and compassion, we're now to share the love of our healing with others. Right. But unless you are flawed, unless you have faced things, that's the reason why we have this human experience of facing things. It is for us to understand. It is for us to understand our strength, but also understand the difficulty and what other people may be going through. The compassion in our understanding. I may not understand what you're going through right now, but I'm here for you. All right, I'm here for you. Or I do relate, because yes, I've been through something. You talk about the two characters. Believe me, I lived the first 50 something years of my life with two people. The human side, trying to please everybody and be what everybody wanted me to be, and the spiritual side that was my compass and guiding me, but my human side wasn't listening to. And it's only when I decided to merge together that I found my strength and I found my true purpose and being. But I fought for a long time. Right, because it was always trying to fit in, or trying to be understood, or trying to please people, and at the cost of myself. And that is something that we have to learn along the line. It's not about anybody else's opinion, it's about who you are, and to the very core of you, where you can feel, I am enough doing what I am doing, because I'm doing it in my truth from a place of love. And if other people don't see it or don't feel it, they're not ready for it.
That's right. And it has nothing to do with you. That's
No.
the beautiful gift in it.
Yes.
And it is what you just said, I think, is the key to what 2024 is opening up for us. We now have the opportunity at this stage of our evolution to merge our spiritual being with our physical being. Like we're entering a phase that gets it's so exciting to know that we can navigate life and be so authentic and so
Yes.
connected to who we really are. And that when we are not feeling good, it's because we're fighting our authenticity.
Yep.
That's it. We're fighting who we really are. We're fighting who's in there that's screaming at us trying to get out.
Yes.
And so that is one of the things that we hope the podcast, that it's always showing up in the books, but we hope the podcast will be an opportunity for people to really experience that as truth. It's like, be who you
All of
are.
your teachings on both of your sides, what you've learned individually, what you've learned come collectively, and where the universe is taking us. It's a, now the this needs to be out there as an invitation, because inspiration begets invitation. When people are inspired, you're inviting them to start taking the journey themselves, to see the possibilities, to know that I too could do this. And this is a person that can help me along my way, right? Because we're never meant to do it alone. A, we are never
Right.
alone. The universal love is with us all the time, but we do need the human guidance and help with skills and tools and abilities that can help us, put us on our path. And when you have that and you share that with other people, and it's like, the teacher will appear when the student is ready. Well, the people you have in your podcast will be the teacher for the somebody who's ready to listen. And I get people, and people are going to ask you, how many people listen to your podcast? And I go, all those that are ready to hear.
Excellent.
Right.
So don't get caught up in
And your
numbers or anything
podcast,
else.
your podcast for me, it has just been, I adore you. It's like I've known you forever. And so it really feels good to me. It's like Shauna is like everything to me. You know, our children are amazing. It's like I want to give a, I guess you would say, a shout out to my sister. I call her the one we're staying with now, Gwen. Gwen, I'll be 60 in March. And Gwen and I are like,
I think they were siblings in a past life.
we have such fun. I mean, she just makes me feel like a teenager every day with the love that we have. And so I say thank you to her because I am so enjoying everything that's going on in these 3 months we've been here in Utah. And she is absolutely amazing. And she makes every day that we get to laugh and joke just an added bonus.
You're feeding each other. She's giving you that base from which you are going to springboard into that next level. But if you were not secure in your base, you wouldn't be ready for what's to come next. But you're feeding her with the love and the laughter and a sense of family, right? That that is giving her something. So there's always a two-way street in everything. People get different things out of different situations, but they get what they need when they need it. And so if you've been there for 3 months and you'll be there for a little while longer until you're ready to springboard, because obviously doing podcasting, one of the important things is obviously sound and lighting and being in a place where you haven't got traffic or coffee machines or this or that, all right? So there's always that part of it. But it's the how much you were helping her just step into her own love and light as well by just being around you. And I think that's something that's important, is that we have no control on when we are ourselves or what impact we have with other people. And in doing this and meeting people like you, yes, we've got a soul connection, most certainly. That's why you're back here, right? Because it's here. Individual shows, but I knew we had to do one together. And the whole thing about this is it's beautiful. It's feeding all of us. But when I'm in a different arena amongst other people that aren't at that same level, then as you talked about tuning in, the trouble is with digital today, it dictates where you're going to go in the channel. If we go back to analog, where we can turn the knob, it's like the platform, 9 3/4. We need to find that platform in between the channels, because that's the channel that we're meant to be in. But we're so busy just doing digital and letting that dictate rather than truly tuning in and allowing what the channel we're meant to be on. And when we do, whoo, boy, right? Oh boy, then get ready for the ride. So,
I'm a
what's the
little
time?
nervous about the ride, but I'm excited.
Oh no, but now that's the thing. If my mum was a stage actress, and she always said she was always nervous. I said, "Mum, you've got this. You've done this so many times." And she said, "But the nerves are me tuning in." It's, I'm sure, like when you're going to go on stage with a gig, right? You're confident in your music, but what you're doing, the nerves are kind of the anticipation of the energy out there that you're tapping into, because your performance is going to be based on the energy around you, right? You may play the
Without
same
question.
chords or anything, but if that energy is with you, whoo, out you come. If that energy is negative, it's hard to pull that out within you because you're influenced. So nerves are good because it's that tuning in.
Brilliant. Agreed.
What's the name of the new book?
The one that's not Five Steps Black, the next one, Mama J.
Mama J? Okay, I'm looking forward to that one. You have to come back and talk about that one when it gets going, right? Yeah. Always
Mama J
welcome to
is
come back.
Mama J. I have four written. Mama J is a trilogy, and Mama J is that's my baby. It's not my first book, but that one is my baby. I mean, I just every parts of Mama J just I love. But then we have a children's book also, The Sandbox, that we're gonna be
Releasing soon.
releasing soon also. And so I have in my head, I wanted to do 5 books in 7 years, or 7 years, 7 books in 5 years. That's what it was. But I've already exceeded that in 2 years, so I gotta up it a little bit. But I already have I already have four. All I needed was the title and a paragraph, just a summary. So I already know what the books are, you know, that I have lined up. I just have to write them. But I already saved like a page on each book. So it's just going in and doing it now. So
Keeping the thread. It's keeping the thread, right?
I
Yeah,
have another five that I'll be writing over the next 2 or 3 years.
Many years ago I was told, sorry, you've got to write two books. And it's always like, well, what about? And it's like, well, one on your own life. And I finally did it. You know, it came out as an ebook in December. I've got to reconfigure it for paperback, which I haven't had time because I've got another anthology coming out, Our Forgotten Children, which each person just gets a bit of a chapter on the obstacles and the challenges that face families and children and what we need to do to change. And that would be a book one in the series. There's going to be Our Forgotten Seniors too, because the way we treat our seniors in North America is not very kind at all. And then, of course, a coaching anthology book is coming out as well. Plus, I'm in my own book, this anthology book, because I contributed to chapter and two other anthology books. And it's like I
Nice.
keep talking about balls up in the air, you know, and my all my shows, the personal shows seem to do that because literally it's like if I allow it, I'm going to have a traffic jam. Everything compiled up together, right? So it's keeping the balls up in the air. Which one do I need to pull down right now? And right now, it's the final of the Forgotten Children's book to get it off to the publisher because it's coming out the 20th of February. And then it will be the next and the next and the next. And I think is suddenly we get this download. You're going to do a podcast. You've got these more books to go. You've got this to do. And at some point, it kind of gets, you know, slow down. And all it is this kind of when you're putting a piece together like an orchestra, deal with each piece, with each instrument and its piece in the music, perfect that, and then you can put it together because it can get sometimes get a little of all. That's the way the universe works. And the universe is saying, I'm not giving you any more than what you can cope with. Yes. I'm wearing all the hats. Yes, can you slow down a little bit? Can we pace this out a little bit? Nah, it's all gonna happen at once for a reason, right? And that's the thing, when the universe speaks. And it may not always be kind in the sense of its planning, but there's always a reason behind it. And so if some idea comes to mind, like podcast, and you can see the synchronicity of other people talking about it, and just like, you know, why are you going to do, I don't know, I just have to. How are you going to do, I don't know, we'll make it work.
I
You
don't
know?
know. We'll make it work.
Yes. And it's like that's the true organicness of it, right? And you've got podcasts out there that are very mechanical, and you know, and you know it, you can hear it. You know me, it's organic. It's whatever we need to speak is what we're going to speak because utterly people want to feel what they're hearing, not just hear what they're hearing, feel what they're hearing because that's how it moves them. So I know you two are going to do extremely well on that, and I can't wait to see the guests that you have because, and if you need any help with guests, I've got a beautiful avenue of them if you need any whatsoever. That's the beauty of it because your books, the whole journey that you've taken separately, the journey you're taking together, everything is a little bit like I'm stepping out in the abyss, blind, deaf, and dumb in order to see, hear, and feel, but I know I'm in purpose. And trusting that you are in purpose, you know your feet are going to land where they need to land.
That's right. That's
Exciting.
the journey. Yep. That's what we agreed to. Little did we know it.
But you couldn't do this if you didn't have a respect for one another, trust in
True.
one another,
Absolutely.
and you know, sometimes love isn't enough. Because if you don't have that other
That's true.
foundation, you know, of understanding, of compassion, of allowing and really truly seeing each other, then that love can't carry you through. But when love is the basis in that respect and in that compassion and in that understanding, that becomes the glue.
And we worked, that's what the universe had us work on the longest is the glue. The rest of it would happen as it needed to happen by taking the next pop, right action. But the journey's about expanding in love, and It's better now than it's ever been for us individually, together, and how we relate to the world. So that's what we're going to
Exciting
keep
times,
marching
exciting
towards.
times, right? I mean, you know, I mean, you're just like
I
stepping
am.
into a new song and putting it together, and all the other musicians coming in and seeing it come to life, right? And it's like you having a client and watching them kind of begin from a bud, open up their petals, right? You know, and it's beautiful, it's
That's right.
exciting. You don't always know what you're going to receive. But I think when we live from a place of wonderment and exciting and intrigue, we're ready for what we see, for what is open. So I'm glad that you both individually did your journey so that you could come together to do this, because clearly that was what you were designed for.
Yes.
Clearly.
It's
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you
been
so
always a
much.
delight having you here. You've got to come back when your podcast gets up and the next book and the children's book especially. I love I'm obviously I've got two grandbabies, so books are so very, very important. And the thing about children's books, we read them to our children and we're planting seeds and we're planting something inside of them. But as the adult is reading them, it's a reminder for them of things that they've
Absolutely.
forgotten. So it's a really two-way street. That is a beautiful journey. So yeah, just keep on writing, just keep on growing, just keep on allowing, because I'm excited where this is taking you, most certainly. And so as soon as you've got your podcast up, you let me know. It's going to be on your show page. So folks, all you have to do is just come into I'm going to create a page that will just be Gino, and then underneath it will be all of your shows, your music, your podcasts, your books, your everything. All right.
Awesome.
So we'll have it all
Awesome.
piled up there for one-stop use where people can find you. And just keep
Perfect.
on.
Awesome.
I mean, you're making music for your books now, right?
Yes, that's
It's a
right.
diff it's a just a different note, it's a different tune.
Yes.
And you've stepped into your beautiful, illuminating spiritual music, and you're both hearing each other, right? That's so beautiful. That's really great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so
I would tell any couple that's very important is you have to listen.
yes.
You have
Yes.
to listen because it was really hard for me to listen.
Well, you are a man.
It was
Most
hard for
men
me to
don't.
listen. But once I started listening and could understand her side of it a little more, because I wanted to understand, it allowed art. And that's usually what coming from me, that's what my problem was, is I didn't listen because it was about what was important to me, not what was important to the other first. And
Right.
sometimes what's important to the other first is a big deal. But you have to hear it.
And you have to, as you said, big word, want to hear it. Right? It's when you make that choice, I want to listen, I want to learn in whatever
Yes.
capacity. And as you said, you don't fully understand how and what she does, but you understand enough to honor it, to respect it, and to be a part of it from your space of what you're interested in. It's the same with your music. It's not her forte, but the two of you are making music together, and that's what's important, because you
Yes.
wanted to know each other. You allowed each other to be in discovery of
Yes.
who you are now and where your
Yes, that's right.
possibilities are. That's why all these possibilities are coming to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
With alignment comes more than you bargained for.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. He's like, what? No, you want me to do what? Yeah. But as I said, it never gives us more than what we can cope with, right? And it's just learning that this is where you take the management skills, which of course I know you've got, and you've certainly got it with the strategy, the planning of the music. So now it's taking all of those skills that you both know and how to apply it to this beautiful purpose that you've been given. And so I have no
Yeah.
worries, no worries at all. So how do people
Hi.
get the book?
Well, right now we're directing everything to Gino Cole. So GenoCole.com. And you can find everything. You can find Classic Twist. You can find his other music. You can find the book. The book is on Amazon under Gino, GENE-O, and Five Steps Black. So if you can't find it when you go to Amazon for any reason, go to the website and you'll be able to find the link there.
And when will the next book come out?
I summer,
think
maybe.
we're going to try, we're going to see how this book does, because the other book is ready, almost ready, so we can either launch that in the summer or fall of 2024. So we'll see how the year shapes up, but we're ready.
Right. And the children's book?
That one I need to take another pass at. Matter of fact, I actually need a beta reader. I might ask you to beta read for us.
Ah, definitely. Yes. I'd love to
There you
read
go.
that. There we go.
There you go.
Especially read it to the grandchildren, see what their response is, right? That's
Exactly.
get the kid
The best
approval.
feedback of all.
Yes, exactly. And music, obviously, time for change is still very much in play. But is there any more new music coming up from you, from
Oh
Gino?
yes. Oh yes. The album, like I said, we're finishing up the edits and the mixing and the mastering, but that'll be out, I would say, April,
Right.
somewhere in that time frame. We have a new video coming out too, for Time for Change.
Any day now.
Yeah.
Any
Oh,
day
good.
now.
Oh, good. Send
So
that
we
to
have a
me,
new video
definitely.
coming out also. So
Right.
yeah.
And you're working with Kevin Floranova on that? Is he your
No, not
producer?
on that one. What Kevin has his project that came together before this. So it was just so much trying to do this 100% and not 100%. So right now I'm finishing this up. Now some of the stuff that I need, somebody with just brilliance like Kevin, I'll call Kevin in on it for this project. But Kevin is somebody that I will always want to be a part of what I'm doing, because he's one of the most amazing musicians for what I love. And
Right.
him and I see things the same in regards to how to bring music to another level.
Yeah.
So eventually I will be doing some more stuff, but for the most part on this one, it'll be just me and other musicians.
Yeah, we had a long talk about his career, and of course he's an artist musician, right? He knows how to back an artist. He knows how to recognize what they need and how to be that person, that wing, the wind beneath the wings. And you can see
Yes.
that is his gift, that is his forte.
Yes.
All right. And
Yes.
you know, and that type of thing is, 30 years in the business, it's something you build up. Like you will build
Yeah.
up certain respect to one book at a time, one podcast at a time, as you know, one song at a time. And that is
Yeah.
something that it will each get its own wings and ripple out as it's meant to. And sometimes they have a height and sometimes they just keep
Yeah.
expanding out. And that's all you can do. Right. So,
Yeah.
but time for change, folks. The music here is on his show page. Please listen to it. I know that, because I put it up on SoundCloud, not for download, but just for listening. And I know that there's hundreds of people that have listened to it. I'm just quickly having a look. Where is it? I mean, like people have just tapped into Time for Change, had hundreds of people listen to it, and all of that. It's beautiful because people are responding to it. Why? Because people need it. They need to
Yeah.
change. They know that something's got to give. You know,
Yeah,
we're
that's right.
spiraling down over the drain right now, and we're going to go into the sewage if we don't kind of go, I don't want to be part of that momentum. I want
Right.
to,
That's right.
change has got to happen. And change can only happen when you step into compassion, kindness, caringness, and love. And first and foremost, for yourself, because you need to be the love you bring to others. So you must find that love for yourself. That's imperative, isn't it?
Yes.
So thank you two. Wonderful to have you together, and it's exciting. And I can't wait for you to come back again. Next books, the podcast, everything. You're always welcome. Door is open, and I'm very, very excited to see where you go with this. And I'm glad that you just again. I mean, you're epitome of allow, right? Allow.
That's
Yeah. Hear the universe.
I love that we don't get to plan, we just know it'll happen.
Yes, and recognize it when it happens. Right,
That's
you
right.
don't. There's no cosmic 2x4 with you two. You're so well tuned in now, right? That
Right.
you hear the universe, and it's like you may question, okay, how or what, but you'll know when it's right because the core tells you, and when the core tells you'll find a way.
Yes.
That's
Yes,
it.
that's right.
It's a lovely
That's
place to
right.
be, isn't it?
Thank you, Sarah. You're inspiring.
The two of you are too, and as I said, it's very unusual to see a couple. Especially kind of both with your own careers that can both be demanding singularly, but putting it together, so that it can magnify and complement each other and be that yin and yang. It's beautiful to see, and I encourage more couples to look at what they can do together. You don't have to be doing the same thing. How can you complement each other with what you're doing to create a harmony that will serve other people? Right? That is
Yes,
what
that's
we're
right.
needing. So thank
Yes.
you so much. And again, it's jeanecole.com is the main site where everybody can find everything.
Gino.
Gino Cole. So
Gino Cole.
GENEO Cole. That's right.
Okay. And so go to that site. You're going to see all the other platforms and everything that to be on. Get the book and stay focused on, go to their social medias, tap in, because they're going to let you know when their podcast comes up and when the next books and
Yes.
everything else come out. So stay tuned to them, folks, please. And please listen to Time for Change. Send it out to everyone you know. The only way we're going to start planting these seeds that change is needed is if we start putting it out there that everybody hears it. In whichever way they're meant to hear it, so that they can take action, because change is needed now. So, thank you so
Yes.
much. And until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there, and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.